Okay, quick disclaimer. If I'm going to be completely honest, I had no idea what to do for a video this week, but I really wanted to get a video out for you guys. So this is one that's kind of been in my backlog for a couple months. I added a couple more hot takes in here, but just know this video may be a little bit outdated, but yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Because the Fortnite community is known for being one of the most tolerant and loving communities on this platform. That's a joke, by the way. They doxed an employee because they changed the walking animations. I figured I would go on the internet and just give some of my Fortnite hot takes. This isn't going to be anything really coherent or anything. This isn't going to be like a video of me explaining and going super into detail about why I believe these takes. I'm just going to say, like, I don't like this season, or this item is overrated, or something along those lines. Be sure to like and subscribe. If we get to 20k by 2026, I'll get a low taper fade. Also, use code LilSmurf in the Fortnite item shop if you're planning on picking up a battle pass, a skin, whatever. It really goes a long way to support the channel. That's enough promotion. Let's go. Hot take number one. Chapter 2, Season 2 is not one of the best seasons of all time. Now, I already know this is going to anger a lot of people, but just hear me out for like a couple minutes. Am I saying this is a bad season? No, not by any means. It was a great season, but I just don't think that it's one of the best seasons of all time. Gunplay was great. The map was really good. I can acknowledge that this was a well-made season. However, I just think people put it up into such high regards because it was during lockdown and a couple of other reasons. This was obviously during lockdown, and so we were basically all just stuck inside with nothing to do, so naturally we all just grinded Fortnite, and so we grew attachment to that season. We love that season. And I feel like people like that season so much because it came out after what is considered to be one of the worst seasons of all time, Chapter 2, Season 1. Because of how insanely long that season was, and that we basically got no new content for like 4 months, any new season was obviously going to feel like a ginormous breath of fresh air, and it definitely did. But I feel like people look back on that season so fondly because it came after what is one of the worst seasons in Fortnite's history. So you have like a terrible season bumped up to a pretty good season. Obviously, that pretty good season is gonna look like a gift from God. Also, bots were an extremely rampant part of this season. Like, it was absolutely out of control. Sometimes you would get full bot lobbies. It was bad. People also don't like to talk about this, but this season was also delayed a lot. We got this season for basically as long as we got Chapter 2, Season 1. We just had content during that time period. But still, this season was incredibly long and it did drag on for a bit. Once again, I do not hate this season. This season is phenomenal, but I feel like it's overrated in some areas. Now, since a lot of you people probably think that I said it's a bad season because I slightly criticized it, let me say another hot take. There has never been a bad season of Fortnite. And yes, I am including Wrecked, Primal, Wilds, all of the quote-unquote bad seasons that the community hates. I don't think they're bad. Do I think they're good? There are definitely better seasons out there, but to say that these seasons are just flat out bad would kind of be a disservice to some of the things that these seasons were trying to do. Primal, I can at least see where they were trying to go with the crafting mechanic, and I did enjoy some of the things that they did with the crafting. They definitely perfected it in the next season, but still, I liked the concept. To me, Wilds is one of the most overhated Fortnite seasons of all time. Was it a little bit dry in terms of summer updates and stuff? Yes, I would consider that one of the worst summer updates of all time. However, the actual content was good. I love the jungle. I love the kinetic boomerang. I love so many aspects about that season, but the summer update was bad, so I guess that means the entire season's bad, according to the Fortnite community. Now, Wrecked. If you ignore the absolute civil war that the community was going through, I still think it was a pretty decent season. I liked the car gameplay. I liked a lot of the updates that they had, especially the Metallica update. That was an insanely amazing update. I loved so many things about that season. I can understand why people didn't like some aspects about that season, but personally, I enjoyed it. I can acknowledge something was flawed, but still enjoy it. I don't think that there's been a single bad season of Fortnite. Every single season, I have always had fun, no matter what. Next I don't necessarily hate the new direction that Fortnite's going in. This whole metaverse thing where they seem to be adding a bunch of new modes that cater to a lot of different people, I am perfectly fine with that. Currently, I'm not seeing any downfall in quality in terms of Battle Royale or even any of the other side modes, with like the exception of Rocket Racing, but that's because like two people play that mode. But still, I'm perfectly fine with stuff like Lego, Festival, Reload, and Ballistic coinciding with Battle Royale if it means that Fortnite's going to get more players. And even still, I like some of the side modes that Fortnite's been adding, especially Reload and Festival. Reload is probably my favorite mode in Fortnite, but that's a video for another day. And Festival, I just like music, so I like this mode. And on another note, I don't think collabs are bad for the game. I think they're a net positive. Like, let's look at these Fortnite skins. Which one are you going to want to play as? A Fortnite original skin or Hatsune Miku? I'm thinking Miku, Miku, woo-wee. Collab skins are helping Fortnite and helping them get more money so they can make a better Battle Royale experience. Collab items are some of the most fun items I have ever used in this game. Collab seasons are some of the most fun I've had on this game, especially the first Marvel season and the Star Wars season. Even though the Star Wars season was a little bit of wasted potential, but still. The collabs that Fortnite has been doing lately are amazing. I love every single collab that comes to this game. Even if it's a collab that I don't particularly care for, if the gameplay that they add is good, I will be down for a collab. And finally, for my final hot take, Chapter 6 is slowly becoming my new favorite chapter. I know this is going to get some keyboard warriors typing in the comments, but again, hear me out for a couple of minutes. I'm currently recording this hot take as we are in the midst of Chapter 6 Season 3 Super. So personally, I am absolutely loving this season. I love the Star Wars season, I love Lawless, I loved Hunters, I loved every single season of this chapter, and they have all been at least a solid 7.5 out of 10 for me. The map is one of the most beautiful and most well put together maps that we have ever gotten, and every single season we get banger POIs after banger POIs. The loot pool is also phenomenal. We have an actually good shotgun meta, we have a phenomenal AR loot pool, pretty good SMGs, the mobility is pretty good this season. There is so many good things about every single season that I would honestly make an entire video going about the entire chapter. I'll probably do that once the chapter ends, but still, I think this season is absolutely great. And this entire chapter is currently in my top two. It's currently tied with chapter two and has beat chapter four for me. It is very close to beating chapter two for me. But yeah, those are all my hot takes. Thank you guys for listening to my incoherent rambling for the past, like, what, 8 minutes? I really appreciate it. Let me know some of your Fortnite hot takes down below, and hey, maybe I'll make a future video talking about your guys' hot takes, I don't know. Be sure to like and subscribe, because once again, if we hit 20k by 2026, I'll get a low taper fade. Use code LilSmurf in the Fortnite item shop. Follow me on Twitter. That's all I really wanted to say. With that being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace out. And no one hears a word they say. Has the memory gone? Are you feeling numb? Not a word they say, but a voiceless crowd has surrendered now. In the end.